and welcome to Record Rep, the Adventist Record News Podcast. It's Wednesday, April 3. I'm Juliana Muniz.
And I'm Danelle Stubbers.
And on this week's episode, a new devotional book will help church members connect with God through prayer.
Missionaries are welcomed back after years of service.
And is there such a thing as a positive crisis? We speak to the SPD Stewardship Director to find out what is happening in Papua New Guinea. But first, Danelle, what's making headlines this week?
More than 40 ADRA volunteers helped clean up the coastline of Tobago after an oil spill, which was caused by a wreck barge carrying up to 35,000 barrels of fuel oil in February. In mid-March, government officers reported that 97% of the spill had been cleared up. Vishnu Prasad, president of the Tobago Conference, thanked the volunteers for responding quickly to what he described as a national tragedy.
An evangelistic campaign by Adventist World Radio Center for Digital Evangelism and the Adventist Church in Negros Occidental resulted in more than 300 baptisms in the Philippines, led by the center's associate director, Pastor Jeter Canoy, and with the support of 10 trained digital missionaries representing 6 countries, the series was an example of how digital evangelism can be effective in spreading the gospel to diverse audiences.
According to a new study, dogs can understand nouns. Conducted at a university in Hungary, the study provides the first neural evidence for object word knowledge in a non-human animal. So, there is a big possibility dogs can understand what their owners say, but choose not to act on it.
Wow. So they are consciously choosing to ignore what we're saying.
I guess they're more like cats than we realize.
Now back to the South Pacific. The Personal Ministries Department of the Australian Union Conference recently launched a new devotional book. Dare to Connect with God is the first in the new Dare to Connect series compiled by Personal Ministries Director Pastor Nico Dumbrava. This book can be used as a personal study journal, small group resource, or discussion guide. The book is a series of devotionals about prayer written by various people from across Australia. Each devotional ends with questions encouraging the reader to go deeper in their spiritual walk with God. Dare to Connect with God is available to purchase from your local Adventist book center.
6 Adventist missionaries have been welcomed back to Australia by the South Pacific Division with a re-entry retreat after years of service overseas. The retreat was led by Mission Service and Support Manager Carol Boehm and provided a space to thank the missionaries for their service, celebrate what they have achieved, debrief their experiences, equip them for the future, and to worship. Currently, there are 26 families serving in the Pacific Islands as international service employees from a variety of places, including Australia, Africa, Philippines, Indonesia, Myanmar, Alaska, and New Zealand. Mrs. Boehm explains the call to mission is for everyone.
You know, some people will be called to go overseas to be missionaries. Some people are called to be missionaries in their workplace. Students are called to be missionaries in their universities. We simply have to be proactive and actually step out and be brave enough to share our faith with those that we're working with or studying with or spending time with, because these are precious sons and daughters of Jesus and he wants them all in heaven with him. And so he's calling us to be his hands and feet while we can.
The church in Papua New Guinea is facing an unprecedented growth crisis, described by church leaders as a positive crisis. As a response, the church is directing this year's camp mission offering to provide the much-needed support. To help us understand what exactly is happening in PNG and how church members across Australia and New Zealand can help, today we speak with South Pacific Division Stewardship Director Julian Archer. Hi, Julian. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, hi, Juliana. It's great to be with you.
Before we talk about this year's camp mission offering, for our listeners who might not be familiar with what it is, could you explain what the camp mission offering is and during which camps these offerings are typically collected? And also, how does this offering contribute to the global mission of the church?
Yeah, the annual camp mission offering is collected across all of the what we call big camps across Australia and New Zealand each year. And it's a special mission offering. As some people might remember it as the time when on Sabbath afternoon, they would put a big canoe out in the front of the tent, and all the children would go around with their cups and collect the offering off the people, and they'd run down the front and tip all their money into the canoe, and the idea was to try and fill the canoe up with money. And it was a really fun time and gets the whole family involved. Everybody really enjoys. And of course, there's mission stories being told the whole time as well. That's when the offering is collected at the mission program, or sometimes in the main church service as well at our camp meetings right across Australia and New Zealand. And of course, they run from January through to October, depending on which conference people are in. But the mission offering it's a very special offering because each of the four unions in the South Pacific Division, so we have four, we have Australia, we have New Zealand, we have the Trans-Pacific Union with a lot of the Pacific Islands, and we have the Papua New Guinea Union. Each of them chooses for their year a special mission project that is really, really important for frontline mission in their union in the year ahead, the next year coming. And so it's been for a range of different offerings and projects over the years, but this year's is a really exciting one.
Now, we know that this year's offering is going to aid the PNG church growth crisis, which sounds like an interesting crisis. Can you explain exactly what is happening in PNG and how this year's camp mission offering will provide assistance?
Yeah, it is very exciting. Who wants to have a church with a crisis? Well, nobody wants to have a crisis in your church, but PNG has a very exciting crisis. Let me give you a little bit of background to this. During COVID, of course, we had lockdown, and they had it in Papua New Guinea as well. And so they couldn't go along to their churches, and they worshipped at home. And what would happen is that on Sabbath morning, a family would come together for their family church, which was now at home, and they'd sing songs. And of course, the neighbor's kids would go, "Hey, Johnny and Michelle's house, they're singing songs. Can I go over on Saturday morning and sing songs with them?" And mum and dad would say, "Yeah, sure, over you go." And the kids would come home all excited because they'd been singing Jesus songs, and then they'd invite their parents. And anyway, so a number of these little house churches, let's call them, grew. They witnessed in their local communities. And then, of course, lockdown's finished, and everyone was like, "Okay, let's go back to church." Well, they all went back to church, but there was no room in the churches because there might have been let's say it was a church with 200 members, but then all of those families went home and worshipped on their own during lockdown, and they all got another 10, 20, 30 people coming along to their house church. Well, there was no way that you could then fit 1,000 members into a 200-member church. And so they were, "Oh, what are we going to do?" And, you know, during that COVID crisis, in Papua New Guinea, more than 6,000 new churches were planted. They had to be planted because there simply wasn't room in the local churches for all of these people to come in. And of course, with that, which is a fantastic blessing, but comes a lot of challenges. We didn't all of a sudden get 6,000 more pastors, 20,000 new trained elders, 6,000 new churches with roofing iron, schools for all the new kids that were coming in. That just didn't happen. What we got was the people. God sent the people, and now we're like, we've got a crisis. How can we keep up with God's blessings? And so this particular offering, the 2024 Camp Mission Offering for PNG's Church Growth Crisis, is going to be used to train more frontline ministers, to train and empower senior elders, so senior leaders in those churches, to keep those congregations strong, and also to run life skills trainings. Because what we find is that the new members come in, but if they can't be offered some sort of training in life skills, some sort of economic development, maybe small business training, whatever it is, they disappear again. And we think that's a little bit of a curious thing because we go, well, churches aren't here to offer livelihoods. We're not here. We're not career trainers or anything like that. But the interesting thing is that in these countries like Papua New Guinea, where around 80% of the population are self-employed, and many of them are employed growing things like betel nut, which is an addictive, health damaging drug, coffee, or in the islands, kava, an alcoholic drink. These are all things that when they become Seventh-day Adventists, we say, "Oh, you know, your body is God's temple. You shouldn't be doing these things. You shouldn't be growing them and all the rest." And they're saying, "Well, what can we do? What can we grow? What business can we run to support our families if we can't keep growing these things?" And so that's where this life skills training comes in. So it's about member retention. So we don't end up just getting lots of members getting baptized and then disappearing because they couldn't meet the demands of this new passion for Christ that they have and following his ways that they've been introduced to. Yeah, so that's a long answer to a short question, but it's a very exciting crisis that's happening in Papua New Guinea, and we want to support it this year.
Yeah, it does sound like an exciting crisis. Who would have thought?
That's right.
Some camps already happened earlier this year, and some are happening right now as we speak, but there are still upcoming big camps in May and other camps throughout the year. How can church members prepare to contribute? And are there specific ways they can get involved or support even before the camps start?
Yeah, so quite a lot of families, even when one camp finishes at the end of 1 year, they actually start with their children saving for the camp mission offering for next year. And so they can certainly be doing that in the lead up to their camps, talking to their children about Papua New Guinea, about what's happening there, about what the people there need. And even just as families, as couples, as individuals, they can start to prayerfully consider what will they give? What will their sacrificial offering be for the camp mission offering for this year, where these needs are incredibly great? And they can also jump online and look at the video and other resources that are there about this year's offering. They can talk about it in their Sabbath schools. They can talk about it in their churches. By this stage, the churches will have all received, along with their record magazines, a poster for in their foyer promoting the offering, and also camp mission offering envelopes that are to be handed out on the same Sabbath that it's being collected in that local conference camp at the camp meeting. The local churches that are still open will also be collecting the camp mission offering in their local churches on that Sabbath as well through with those envelopes.
And for those who may not be able to attend big camps this year but still want to contribute, how can they support?
They can give through their local church, just write 2024 Big Camp Offering on an envelope, put their money in that or their check or whatever it is. They can go into e-giving and again, just search on Camp Mission Offering and it will bring up the PNG Church Growth Crisis. And they can give on e-giving as well. So there are a number of different ways that they can do it. They can give directly through their local conference if they're giving through a trust or something like that, whatever suits them. Can I just add one more thing too, also about Papua New Guinea, because you know, we're already talking about a crisis where they've got at least 6,000 new churches that they're needing to try and establish and staff and all the rest of it. But in a month's time, they're running PNG for Christ, which is a nationwide outreach program in at least 2,000 venues simultaneously. So 2,000 evangelistic series being run simultaneously across the nation. Myself and others of my colleagues here at the South Pacific Division and others, pastors and lay people from across Australia and New Zealand and Europe and America are going in there. There's a couple of hundred of us going, but more than 90% of the evangelism or the preaching and teaching will be done by local pastors as well. And that's a harvest program. So on top of this 6,000 new churches, now they're running this nationwide harvest. And it's just so exciting how God is just pouring out his blessings in these last days on that particular nation. And so that's an additional need. But this offering will be supporting the follow-up from that program as well.
Mm-hmm. So they will have an even bigger need after PNG for Christ.
That's right. It's a great crisis to have, Juliana. Yeah, we don't like crisis. But didn't somebody once say that the word crisis is made up of danger and opportunity in the Chinese language or something? You know, like there is danger, but there's also incredible opportunity. And that's what we're looking to work on and seek God's guidance on and the members' support as in this offering and the way that it is used in Papua New Guinea.
Well, thank you, Julian, for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you. And thank you for giving some airtime to this church growth crisis in Papua New Guinea.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Record Rap. Thank you for tuning in.
Don't forget to visit our website, record.adventistchurch.com, and follow us on social media for more updates and stories. You can also receive news straight to your inbox by subscribing to our weekly e-newsletter.
We'll be back next week with more news from around the South Pacific Division. See you then.
This is an Adventist Media Podcast.